Jeremy Bradley here in the heart of Whitehorse, Yukon, having a great time at the Sourdough Rendezvous Festival. We've got all the coverage at winter.jbonair.com. This is our third visit to Yukon for the show. It's been great because the festival now is this talent competition. I'm with the Queen Mom. This is really cool. Not the Queen Mom you might be thinking about, but she is the Queen Mom of the festival, right, Margie?
That's true. I am the Yukon Sourdough Rendezvous Queen Mom. I am the mentor for
that. Didn't fit on the sash, though, the whole name.
Nope. Gotta shorten that down. We went very British this year with the mom.
Yes.
So basically, I'm the mentor. I assist the girls in preparing for the competition. We prepare starting 3 months out, middle of November type time, and we go over all of the sort of the rituals and things that go on during the festival and try to prepare them. There are several scored events. The main one, the hardest one, being their 2-minute time speech that they give, but we do a fashion show. Today we're here at the Variety Show. There was a luncheon yesterday where we hit, you know, on the spot, ask them questions, see how they react to impromptu type questions. What else? And then tomorrow night we have the coronation ball. So that is the celebration of the work that these ladies have done, because not only were they learning all of this, but they're also selling the Rendezvous raffle tickets.
Yes.
Which essentially ensure that all the kids events remain free every year, as well as it assists in the whole festival in being able to happen each year. It's where we get, you know, our foundation and start from.
Good costume, great prizes, a dog mushing. I think there was a few really cool things.
Oh yeah, we've got the Holland America cruise. There's Lumel Studios in there for a hot date night for two. We got Alcan Air for 9 people. You can take a sightseeing tour. So there's some really, really great prizes on there. And like I say, it's all in support of the festival as a whole.
So what happens then, you know, when a person becomes Queen Mom? What is expected of her? What does she do throughout the course of the year? What is her role in the community then?
A lot of preparation. People think that this festival just happens over the course of a weekend and we just get together for a couple of days and work it all out. But actually, I started in this role back in March, I think it was, when we put together the Queen Manual, which we give to the candidates every year so that they know all the things that we expect from them. Then there's all of the event coordination. So in cooperation with other event coordinators, we have an entire committee, the Queen Committee, and so we decide what the events are going to look like, how we're going to handle all of them, and so Queen Mom kind of oversees that along with her board champion. So it takes a team, a very large group of people to make it happen.
Well, does it come with a good pension? That's, I guess.
100% volunteer, but okay. What I do get out of it is essentially a lot of pride and just feeling amazing about assisting these girls at whatever stage of their life that they're in, but each one of them grows in one way or another that by the end of the competition, it really shines through and you get to see that confidence that builds and you empower them in so many ways. And so that, to me, that's the thing that draws me back in.
And very talented young ladies. What is the age range for the people that are participating in this?
So, well, this year, and I don't usually ask that question, but they do have to be 19 years or older. So, I mean, this year we have 19 plus all the way up to, I think, about 45, I want to say. Yeah.
Still young at heart. That's all that matters, right?
That is all that matters. We've had years where 70-year-old plus ladies have run in this competition and done very well.
I was going to say, they can work it if there's any group that knows how. So you were saying that they have a 2-minute sort of a speech that they have to prepare, like public speaking is part of it?
That's correct.
Should we put one of them on the spot and just randomly ask them some interview questions here? Can we do that or no?
Sure, I absolutely love that.
I love it. Okay, who can we grab? Let's find somebody. We're gonna get somebody. I'll let her explain what's going on. So winter.jbonair.com if you want to check out the fun we're having. Should we not even set it up? Just go right into it?
Yeah.
We're just going to interview.
That's how we do it.
Okay, let's do it that way. I'm Jeremy Bradley. Nice to meet you.
Jeremy, nice to meet you. My name is Tala Grogan.
Nice to meet you.
I'm Miss McPherson Rentals.
I was going to say, so we're live on the radio right now. And again, winter.jbonair.com. So we're at the show here. I'm on the spot now. I don't even know what to ask you. Tell me, how did you get involved? Why did you get involved?
Well, I've been here my entire life. I was born and raised in Whitehorse, just a couple blocks away from Shipyards Park, actually. And so I grew up watching Rendezvous and watching the Rendezvous Queen competition. And this year, I just decided that this was going to be my year to get involved. And now I've got the bug, and I'm just hooked.
So tell us about your involvement, then.
So I'm running for Rendezvous Queen this year as Miss McPherson Rentals. And it's a huge involvement. The queens all gathered at the end of October, beginning of November, and we've had weekly meetings ever since. and we had to write speeches and prepare for interviews, both formal and impromptu. We all had to arrange a variety show act. We're learning ballroom dancing. You know, it's just been a lot of fun. Yeah.
Yeah, and we've got those pictures and some videos on our website, winter.jbonair.com. But for the people who aren't here, tell us what your act was.
Well, today I performed a ragtime piece on the piano called The Russian Rag by George L. Cobb, which is a playful little piece that makes fun of Rachmaninoff's Prelude in C sharp minor for any classical buffs out there.
Give us some of the jokes.
Some of the jokes? Okay, well, which dog is the most musical dog? Do, re, mi, fa, so, la, si, do.
Bing! Well, that's, you know what, it was great because that you had to vamp, right? There was a bit of a technical problem and you kept the crowd going. Like, that was awesome. Perfect for radio. If you want to get into broadcasting, I'm sure there's a place for you, right?
Thank you so much. I had a lot of fun today, and the rest of the ladies have some phenomenal acts. I'm just so excited to be a part of this year's running. There's 10 amazing women, well, 9 including myself, 10 including myself, and they are all just phenomenal women. They've written amazing speeches, amazing variety show acts, and it's been so much fun. Thank you.
Well, good luck to you, and thanks so much for joining us. Appreciate it. Thanks. Appreciate it. We've got a crowd gathered here. Can we talk to one or two more people, or everybody's... We've got some people watching. If they're not too shy, they can talk to us. Hi, I'm Jeremy Bradley. We're live on the radio right now. How are you?
Hi, I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
I'm good, thanks. Why don't you introduce yourself?
My name is Tamara Dawn Perzan. I'm Miss Sky Hotel.
Well, Tamara, tell us about the competition and what your role is this year.
Well, my role is I'm raising awareness for mental health issues. This is the third year that I've run for Rendezvous Queen, and it's been an amazing adventure so far.
What's the best part of it?
The camaraderie amongst the women themselves and getting to know the community.
And I guess when you can make a difference, right, and you're helping people, that also really makes it all the more special for you, right?
Absolutely. It's a really wonderful opportunity to get out there and raise awareness for some important issues like mental health for me, since I have post-traumatic stress disorder myself, as well as cyclical vomiting sickness and agoraphobia. So getting the word out there that it doesn't have to be something in the closet and it can be talked about, and there are so many positive ways to deal with it that... It's an awesome thing to get out there in the community.
Breaking down those walls and squashing the stereotypes, right? That's a good thing to do.
Giving mental health issues a big old kick right in the stigma.
That's what you said, that's right. Are you originally from here?
No, I'm originally from Ontario. I moved here in 2002.
Okay, and so if you were to suggest one thing for a visitor to come and do at the festival this weekend, besides this, of course, what would it be?
To see the snow sculptures. Yeah. The hair freezing contest at the Tikini Hot Pools.
Okay, wait a second. Say that again.
The hair freezing contest at the Tikini Hot Pools.
Okay.
It is an amazing event and a really cool Yukon tradition. You go out to the Tikini Hot Pools and you dunk your hair and you come up and you freeze it into all sorts of different...
It's all outside, right?
It's all outside.
It's instant freezing almost.
Yeah. And
have
so
you've done it? Or?
I haven't done it myself. But a lot of people, she has.
Oh, yeah. It takes a while, but it's well worth it because the picture opportunities afterwards are amazing. And there's some great prizes, actually, to be won by the best display of frozen hair.
Okay, so. Road trip, ladies. Are we going? Let's do it.
I'm down.
Yeah.
All right. Well, good luck to you in the competition. Thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. winter.jbonair.com. Everything from the Sourdough Rendezvous Festival here in Yukon.